Three Happy People, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Naughty Fantasy by Taria. I've got a naughty fantasy that you have to help me with, Trude said, after yet another round of lovemaking. Trude had been my girlfriend for the past year now. She's a sexy little minx in bed and has an insatiable sexual appetite at times. Of course, that's almost too good to be true for a man, but at times it could actually be too much of a good thing. For that reason, I laid there exhausted after a long round of fucking. "What is it? I hope we don't have to do it now," I said meekly. I often fantasize about being raped by a stranger while walking down the street. It's, of course, only a fantasy. I don't actually want it to happen, but maybe you could help me with this, darling, Trude said. So you get horny by stuff like that. Apparently she did. She wanted to ask for a long time and even made a plan. I had been away from home a lot lately, and she told me she spent the time alone, fantasizing and masturbating. I have to admit, I wasn't that keen on fake raping her, but we agreed it was just a game between us two. "Fine, let's do it," I said. A couple of days later, I sat on a bench in a park near our home, waiting for her. I sat there, like a predator waiting for a passing victim to walk by. I let my eyes examine the surroundings as discreetly and calmly as I could. I could feel myself getting excited and not to mention horny. I was excited by the need to fuck, but also from the thought of doing something somewhat illegal. As I pondered how I should attack the situation, my perfect victim appeared. She walked down the street towards me. Trude had always been hot and sexy in my eyes, but today, it was as if I saw her for the very first time. Or maybe I saw her with different eyes. She wore a tight black top that looked as if it was too small to make room for her amazing breasts. Then there was her miniskirt. It was the shortest thing I'd ever seen her in. She even wore black stockings over her long, slim legs for the occasion. She had the sunlight behind her, so I could clearly see her slender waist, beautiful yet slightly messy hair that blew in the breeze, and hips that I'd often held onto while we fucked. It felt as if I had to act fast so another man wouldn't beat me to her. At that moment, I got up and followed behind from a few meters. As we walked down the street for a while, I watched her ass sway back and forward as she walked in fast, determined footsteps. She looked so unsuspecting, I thought. Before long, I quickly walked up to her, put my hand over her mouth, and pulled her in between two houses, as we had already agreed.